3, 2, 1.
Donda. What's good? No, I couldn't, bro. I couldn't. All right, I fucked that up. Actually, you know what, Rio? How about you do the intro, bro?
Oh my god.
I do the intro? Do I have to say, like, what's up, Cleat Cheese?
It's your boy, Re'Angelo DeFritos.
I got this. Fuck it, right, bro. Enough. Go. Okay, fine. All
right, who's gonna Danny, give him a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
What's up, Clean Sheet listeners? It's your boy Rio here, back with another episode of The Clean Sheet. Today, we got a banger of an episode. We got too many hosts to count, too many guests to count, and a couple running late. But today, we're talking all football, and you know what The Clean Sheet's about. So let's get right into it. So first, starting off, we obviously got to introduce our host. Enrique, how you feeling today?
Bro, I'm feeling splendid. I got a Picasso painting in behind me, you know what I mean? And I'm ready. We got a lot to talk about. Kareem's still in a poker match, I think. It's going to be a banger, bro.
Okay. Since Kareem is out right now, obviously, so we'll talk to him or get him in a little bit later. But we got Danny, a returning guest.
Yo, it's your favorite Spurs fan, if anyone has.
Spurs fan. Ain't the top of the league, I guess.
And I mean, that's true. I don't know what y'all talking
about. And then from across town, we got an Arsenal fan, Tristan. How you doing, bro?
Yo, it's good, bro. Still depressed, but, you know, we keep it going.
Hey, I feel you, bro.
That's facts, bro.
And then, of course, we got Ethan. Well, he needs no introduction. The Man United fan here.
Menace.
What's up?
The menace, bro. You know what I mean? You've seen him in your...
Every year they're the best. People just sleep.
Don't sleep for sure. Damn. Well, thank you, Real, for the intros, bro. You did a banger on the intro. And I'm really, really, really glad to have everyone here. We might have a city representative coming in soon because, as everyone knows, Mono is KIA. So we just gonna hop straight into it. It's been a while since we actually hopped into some of the matrix, bro. It's been about 2 weeks. And in the last 2 weeks, we've had some crazy ass matches, bro. Obviously, we saw Antonio down Leicester, but he actually broke the record for being the West Ham top scorer. And then you had back-to-back thrashings for Tristan's boys, Arsenal. City and Chelsea took turns with the mouth and the ass, bro. Absolutely fucked them.
I poked Howard.
But no. In all seriousness, though, we're gonna get to Arsenal. But after that, you had an Anfield showdown as well that ended in a draw from the Tuchel boys. And surprisingly, I think the most surprising things over the last 2 weeks, Spurs remain perfect. They are 3 for 3, 9 points out of 3 matches. The only team still in the league to do that. Let's start with the matches y'all thought were the best of the week, which. For the last 2 weeks, really. What were some big key points?
I mean, I feel like we should immediately start with that Liverpool-Chelsea game.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go right into it. You know what? Because me and Rio were talking about
So are we going to talk about if it's a handball? Yeah.
And that's obviously has to get talked about. Before we – can we, like, talk about rest of the game?
What's up, creamy sheet?
Oh, my goodness.
There's Kareem.
I'm out.
Go ahead.
Do your promo, Kareem.
I'm playing heads up.
Alone? The fuck you playing heads up with?
Yeah, what the fuck?
We finished top 2 in a tourney right now. That's why I've been focusing, dog.
How the fuck do you play a heads up tournament?
No, not heads up, dog. 600 entries. We top 2 right now. That's why I can't focus.
All right, bro.
Yeah, stop flexing on the podcast, bro. Like, seriously. But we had a big handball, right? The Reece James fucking crime. And obviously up to that point, if we're talking first 45 minutes, bro, I think that was like the best first 45 minutes to a match in the Premier League this season, bro. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And I know Dorian's shaking his head, bro, because he thinks United beating Leeds 5-0 in the first half is a crazy, you know.
That's just insane, deal. Bro.
But it's just not, bro. It's just, that's not good football.
5 goals in one half? Like, I mean, not even, like, 5 goals in the span of, like, 30 minutes. Like.
But, I mean, we can dive right into that. What did you guys think about the handball? We got your opinion, so I want to hear what Dorian thinks. What did you?
Like, honestly, his positioning, it's just that, like, the ball bounced off his thigh onto his, like, forearm. but like there's that rule technically where it's like if your arms are by your side, technically it doesn't count as like a handball. So like it's very questionable, but it's just like you can't, like as the referee, it's a really tough decision. I can see why it's a handball, because like if that happens to somebody like scoring a goal, they would call it like a handball. So like if someone's defending the goal and it happened, like it's a handball, like it's a red card.
I feel like it's one of those situations that will definitely get talked about for the rest of the year, but I feel like it's one of those situations that it happened in another league, another set of teams or whatever, it might have had a different situation, because I can see both sides of the argument of like, oh yeah, handball, how his hands, but also it's like he's in a scoring position. It's hard to decide what it actually is. I mean, gutted for fucking Chelsea, but I mean, at least they didn't lose.
In my opinion, I think what I saw in the replay, I think I kind of saw Reece James kind of move his hand towards the ball. I mean, even though it came off his thigh, he is clearing the ball off the goal line. So, I mean, if it wasn't for his hand, wasn't right there, it would have probably gone in the goal. But you can kind of see him moving his hand towards the ball. So, in my opinion, I think the referee kind of got it right there. But in terms of a red card, yeah, that's kind of like it's in the rules. He stopped the goal scoring chance. So, I feel like the referee kind of got it spot on. But you can also argue that there's nowhere else for him to move his hands. He's trying to probably move away from the goal or something like that, try and block it with his body, and his hand just naturally moves that way. So I do see both sides, but I do think the referee did get it spot on. Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, so yeah, that's really interesting. Against it?
I'm not against the penalty. I'm against the red card. Yeah, completely. Because I feel like I honestly feel like I understand what everyone here is saying and everything. But in that position, when you're moving your hand up, if you try doing that normally, like to be honest, like your hand's gonna move exactly with that, like that side of your body, like no matter what. At least in my opinion, it's very hard to keep your hand down when you're already in that position. And like it was already super close to his body. I feel like it was just a reaction altogether. Yeah. And I feel like definitely a pen for sure, because like Salah's going to score that. Whoever's stepping up is going to score that opportunity, like no matter what. But like the red card completely changed the game from like a super exciting first 45 to not a dull next 45. It was just more like the chances were sparsely thin for Chelsea. On. Yeah, we just held on.
Oh, they held on.
From like back and forth to just one side just pushing it all together, not getting anything. But, you know, it was still a good game. So at least for that. But Anthony Taylor has given Chelsea questionable decisions for the last 5 years, bro. So, like, I'm just saying that. But spot on if you say so. It's a coin toss, you know?
Yeah, I think, bro, when we were talking about it, like, I think it's no question a handball. Like, Tristan got a spot on, bro. Like, if you look when he moves his hand after he hits the ball, like, he doesn't move the ball, like, his hand to the side. He moves it, like, forward. And I'm like, that to me is really suspect. Now, if he wants to give I thought the red card was for dissent. I stopped watching when they like crowded Anthony Taylor. I thought the red card was for dissent, but I guess it wasn't. And I could see why the red was given. I personally wouldn't have given the red, but I understand why, because it's like a denial of a clear goal. Like that was going in. It's not like that might have gone wide. Like that was like definitely going in. Mm. But no, you're right. It definitely made the second half like.
Dull.
Chelsea. No, it wasn't dull, but it's like you expected it. Like Chelsea had seven guys back. They maybe had one shot, and it's like, what are you gonna do? Tuchel's a good defensive guy, so.
I mean, they did do a good job managing the game after that. Not a lot of teams can, you know, go 10 men down and not get scored 3-4 goals at the end. So.
Yeah, they did better than Arsenal did it against Man City.
Wink, wink. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, should I even get that? Yo. Oh, well, yo, that's a perfect segue with it. So, Arsenal, the last 2 weeks, yeah, they have faced what a lot of people think is the two best teams in the country, but they've had a little bit of a beatdown and lost. I think it was 5-0 City, and then what was it, 2-0 Chelsea, or was it 1-0?
Yeah, it was
2-0. Yeah,
yeah, and so right now they sit bottom of the league with a -9 goal differential. And I'm not saying that to pile it on, but I'm saying that because the main thing there is that they're not scoring, bro. So we're going to obviously have, like, everyone's going to represent their own team. But real quick, Tristan, what do you think about, like, the last 2 weeks as a whole? Like, you know, obviously Aubameyang, when he just had that shameless interview after West Brom where, yeah. You know what I mean, he just – seems to be there when things are going good, but like not when.
I mean, thing about Aubameyang is, I mean, yeah, he's a good person and everything, but I don't think he's captain material. I think his goal scoring days are kind of finished now. He's getting to that age where he's not going to be moving around as much. So is Lacazette as well. I mean, those are two goal scorers. We really don't have anyone else to really, any other forwards, actually, that I should say, that are going to step up and score those goals. I think us in the transfer window, I think we failed to find a forward that can do that for us, because I think we kind of put too much responsibility on our on those two forwards. It's the same thing as last season. Just, I feel like Aubameyang is not my least liked player. I mean, he did win us the FA Cup and everything, but after he signed that new contract, he just plummeted.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's frustrating to watch a good player just do so terribly, especially now. I mean, he's won so many things, especially at Dortmund. He's won us the FA Cup, but just seeing his form now, it's to me, it's unacceptable, because you are the captain of Arsenal Football Club, and it's just frustrating to not score any goals. I mean, yeah, he had COVID, he had malaria and all that stuff in the, like, before the season started, but to go out and not perform, or to go out and get a hat trick against West Brom. I mean, to be fair, it was their under-23 team. It was, the captain was 18-year-old kid. I mean, but to go out and score a hat-trick and then come out against Man City and just put on a performance like that, it's actually unacceptable. But, I mean, it is what it is. We just got to support the guys and see what he can do later on. Maybe he can perform against Norwich City.
Yo, Tristan deserves a better club, bro. Get him out. Get him out of there, bro. You know what I mean? That's too good of a fan right there. No, I mean, look, not to pile on Arsenal, bro. Like, definitely correct, bro. It's just like I know we're not going to do football Twitter on here, but, like, literally just have some shame is my word to Aubameyang, bro. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
I mean, it's not just him as well. I mean, it wasn't his fault that we lost 5-0. I mean, look at the defense. I mean, to go out with a defense like that against Man City and have just one defensive midfielder just running, trying to run the show against a team that won the freaking Premier League, it's not good management, like, at all. Like, you have Rob Holding doing fuck all, and then you have Kolasinac, who was linked to transfer, and then he's starting against City, who he has never played. He hasn't even played a Premier League game since I can remember. And then Tierney, I don't think Tierney had a decent game, but, I mean, the defense was just horrible. So what else can you do? And then you have Cedric starting on as right back, getting torn to shreds by Grealish. Even Raheem Sterling, when he got on, he was just tearing up that right side. I mean, it's really unacceptable. Just that defense right there.
Yeah, also, it's like not your fault that Xhaka got off too. Like, Xhaka, like, challenge. That challenge was fair as fuck.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've watched it many times. I see how you can actually see the referee kind of go for a yellow card, and then I guess he switched his mind when he saw who it was or something. And
just like, Papa literally had like a worse challenge.
The agenda. The agenda.
I mean, I did see a picture of Pogba going studs up against the Wolves player.
Yeah, and we scored off of that. But like,
yep.
I mean, it's just like crazy, the consistency of the referee in the Premier League is actually pretty terrible. I mean, all I ask for is consistency with the referees. Facts. I mean, if that was a red card, then I think maybe Pogba's chance was probably a red card, at least a yellow card.
Yeah, a yellow, no doubt. I mean, studs up direct.
But, like, Xhaka off ball first, too. Like,
oh, yeah, that was – I mean, it was straight ball.
Full contact. It was straight ball. Like, George is being a pussy. Like,
yeah, I just think the player's reaction when he went down probably set off the referee, and he saw who made the challenge. I mean, Xhaka has a pretty big red card reputation. So, I mean, at the same time, it's still unacceptable to do a challenge like that, especially when you're 2-0 down. And to have no apology after that to the fans is still also unacceptable.
For the Pogba challenge, I think the main important part is can't let that goal stand. The game finished 1-0, and that was the only goal, so you just took a point away.
It's not even that, because like, that is a 50-50 ball, but it's like it's also the ref discretion. So it's like that's where the consistency part happens, because sometimes they let it go. Sometimes they just fuck Granit Xhaka specifically. Like,
so then I don't even understand the point of looking at VAR, bro. That shit's so stupid at this point.
Like, Arsenal should just like fix their whole system. Get rid of Arteta. He hasn't made good financial decisions. He hasn't brought in who they need.
How much did they spend on this transfer window?
150 million. 50,
yeah, and then
we did sign a player today for 20 million.
How much did they spend on holding?
Holding?
That was like a couple
Ben White was ago. Ben White was
Ben White was 50. Ben White was 20 million. Odegaard was 40.
Ben White hasn't been playing.
And like Arsenal also is like you have players like Sim, who's like literally like linked as one of the young superstars. He was a pairing with Fofana, and Fofana's excelling, and Saliba was rated higher than Fofana. Oh. Like just give Saliba the chance. Why loan him out consistently? Arteta doesn't trust him. Like he has like players that he should trust, that he should bring in, and he's just I feel he's just not playing anything right. Like why is he starting
Cedric?
Why is he starting Holtzik? Why are you keeping Kolasinac? Like why are you buying the wrong players that you do not need and getting rid of the players that you should have kept?
They sold Bellerin today.
We didn't sell him. We put him out on loan.
And Willian.
Yeah, could have sold him for 25 mil like 2 years ago too. Like just poor financial decisions by Arsenal consistently. And the way that Maitland-Niles shit's going on right now, like
he wants to go to Everton.
You wouldn't need Maitland. Yeah, like you would need Maitland-Niles right now, but you're pushing him out, but you won't let him go. Like
what I did read is he has a 2 years left on his contract, Maitland-Niles, and Everton offered a 2-year loan. So it's not really Arsenal's fault for not letting that deal go through, because what is he gonna he's gonna play at Everton for 2 years and then become a free agent. Like it doesn't really make sense in that way, but I do see the Saliba situation. I think his second loan when he went out to Nice, I don't think that should have happened. I think we should have kept him after we bought him and sent him out back on loan to his parent club. But it was actually Saliba's decision to go back out on loan and play for Olympic Marseille.
Yeah, but it's because he said Arteta doesn't trust him at all. Like he's talked to Arteta. Arteta doesn't trust him at all.
Arteta probably lost the dressing room a long time ago, and they're just trying to paint over the cracks right now. But like I said, it's not just him. It's Edu, the scouting department. Well, there's not even a scouting department anymore, because we're going off of agents and all that stuff. We don't have a scout to
look for decent young players. Yeah, you don't have a mascot anymore.
Gunnosaurus.
Oh my god.
RIP Gunnosaurus.
He'll be back.
I hope so. But no, yeah, we're definitely going to keep on talking about Arsenal later on. But definitely a lot of good points there from Tristan. And you know, I think Arsenal, obviously, I think people are overreacting, saying they're going to get relegated. We're just 3 games in. But like, if they don't right the ship, obviously, they'll be.
They're not getting league. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to get relegated, because if that chance is ever, if that thought is ever like, actually about to happen, I think Arteta will for sure get sacked.
Yeah.
Because it's Arsenal Football Club. We're not going to get relegated. We're not going to keep a manager that's going to keep us in the bottom half of the table most of the Premier League season. So, obviously, there's going to be a change.
When do you draw the line to sack Arteta?
10 games, 12 games.
Yeah.
Like, what's your estimate?
I think everyone says the Norwich game. I think if we don't win that game, Arteta should be sacked. But at the same time, we do have a lot of players that are injured, that are out. Partey's coming back from injury. Pepe was recently sick. I don't know if he was sick, but supposedly he was sick for the Man City game. And Ben White has COVID. So, I mean, I think until he gets the team that he wants out on the field, until he gets his Yeah, until he gets his team that he really truly wants out on the field and he doesn't perform with that team, then I think he'll for sure get sacked.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, man. Free Tristan, man. Free Tristan for sure. But real quick, I just want to make a quick point for Antonio, since obviously we don't show a lot of love to West Ham on here. Antonio became West Ham's top goal scorer, beating Leicester, who I thought Leicester would do a lot better. But real quick, if we could have an aside for Antonio, bro, underrated, you know what I mean? Overrated.
Keep a starter squad, like always.
Yeah, bro. Always. Always.
Absolutely. I think Antonio's pretty decent, you know, like he gets the ball and he finishes. He just does what he needs to be done. You feel me?
He's fast as fuck.
Lukaku can't compare, bro.
Pure grit.
I might have to agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get to one last talking point real quick. And that's that, again, Spurs remain perfect. They obviously, after beating Man City, have continued their hot streak, and now they're 3-for-3. Not scoring a lot of goals, but definitely defending very, very, very wisely. So I want to hear first from Danny. You know, what does it mean to finally be on top of the perch?
Shout out my man, Tanganga. That okay. Man played his out of his first against City.
Yeah.
Incredible. I mean, yes, we're not scoring goals, but we're still winning. I think Nuno currently, he's doing a good job. Obviously, I mean, we're winning. I can't
complain. He's a great coach.
Yeah, he's so good. Phenomenal. So good.
Phenomenal. And it's nice to see how he's doing with a squad that has, I mean, more money, and he's able to have more freedom and everything like that, because we just signed Emerson from Barcelona, which
Barcelona.
Great signing. I mean, very excited that strengthens up the defense and everything like that. The only thing I'm worried about is consistency, because that's been the problem with the Spurs teams the past few years. So we'll win our top six games. Somehow we always beat City, but we'll tie or lose to middle team clubs and everything like that, which is, I guess, us spurring it up. But yeah, it's I don't know. I'm scared. That's all I'm saying, is I'm scared, because this happened a few years ago.
In Leicester.
The Leicester season.
Yeah. I mean, look, bro, I don't think even you, bro, there's no way you're actually thinking you guys are going to challenge for the title, but I think you, right? Like, you're probably thinking, well, maybe we can get top four.
That's all I want, Champions League. That's it. If we get Champions League, that's okay.
If you get Champions League, you keep Kane.
That seems doable. Yeah.
I think Champions League, if they were to get Champions League, I know people joke about the top four trophy, but like, if Tottenham actually got top four, that would genuinely be amazing, because they'd have to dethrone one of Liverpool, United, City, or Chelsea. Like, that's a big... I
still think that's a route that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's very unlikely, but...
Also, or with the Europa League.
That's a city's up there, too.
Actually, no, they're in the Confederate... What is it? The Cup?
Conference.
Conference League.
The Ukraine League, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But they...
That might be your first trophy.
God damn.
Yo, don't forget, Arteta has more trophies than Solskjaer and fucking Tottenham, bro. Don't let him talk. Don't let him tell you anything, Tristan. But Spurs do remain perfect. As a player. Yeah. But Spurs do remain perfect. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see. Kareem, you got any points? You've been over there. I don't know what you're doing. You're like deep throwing your mic or something.
What?
I just don't really care about the Spurs being like on top for now. It's only three games in. Like,
no, yeah. I mean, it has to get talked about.
If Spurs knock out any top four team, Liverpool for sure, dog.
This guy's funny. This guy's a funny. He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, just real quick, I don't mean to get like, I just love how everyone forgot that Liverpool got thrashed by Aston Villa.
You saw that on Twitter morning or something? You
everyone
dumbass.
Forgot about that.
Did we forget 6-1 to fucking Tottenham?
It's not the same.
Not the same.
It happens. It happens. It happens.
Yeah,
not the same.
But Rio, what time is it?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's 11:09.
It's creamy time.
Oh, my.
What segment is it time for, Rio?
Creamy
time. Okay. My bad. Hell, you could put that with a little more emphasis, and I would have got you, bro.
What time is it?
Yeah, like... Okay. Y'all boys already know what time it is. it's time for the transfer sheet.
That's facts.
First off, I think we have to start off with the biggest transfer news. Eduardo Camavinga.
Yeah!
To Real Madrid.
There you go. I thought you were going to say
great signing.
That poacher.
Can we get Kareem's thoughts and opinions on this? The Real Madrid fan in the room.
So we got the wrong French youngster.
Nah, bro.
You got the right one, in my opinion, bro. You got the right one.
The right one for 30 mil.
For a lot less. 30 mil. 150 million less.
Champions League qualified already, bro. Steal.
And we get an Mbappe for the free next year, dog. It's looking good for us.
And Haaland.
I saw that.
That's because the PSG manager wants to see, like, Mbappe, Messi.
Yeah, because he's going to make so much money, bro.
He doesn't give – yeah, like, he's going to make money off of – and all that shit. He doesn't give a fuck.
But Kareem, we'll open it up with fucking Camavinga. But Kareem, what do you think about Madrid spending? What was it? It was like 37 mil for Camavinga? Yeah.
It's a really good signing because, as we know, Modric and Kroos getting old. Casemiro's around 28, 29. So imagine the partnership, the engines of Federico Valverde and Camavinga, dude.
That's scary.
That'd be sick.
That makes me horny.
I just hope Madrid fixes their medical staff and not everyone is injured every other week.
And no more cheeseburgers, dude.
Hazard. No, I thought it was a phenomenal signing, bro. I'm not even.
It came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah. Well, you know how Florentino is, bro. He wasn't gonna leave without spending some money. And he spent the money wisely. I can't believe I'm saying Real Madrid and spending wisely in the same sentence, but.
I thought wisely.
for 30, no, bro. 100, come on, what?
Kareem.
He was at he was in his prime when we got him. Who knew he was going to eat burgers for a living? You knew that?
Chelsea fans knew that.
No one in this Zoom call expected what Hazard is putting on that shithousery, bro. No one expected it.
Chelsea fleet, bro. They flipped that money to, I'm pretty sure, like the Mountain Havertz and all the.
Yeah, players. We did. You helped That's rebuild pretty, our club.
That's pretty live, bro. I'm not gonna lie, but
speaking of Chelsea, they did sign Saul on a
$5 million
is a steal.
$5 million loan for a season long.
$40 million.
$40 million buyout. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good.
All right, let's get to the important transfer.
Cristiano.
There we go.
Why are we talking about that washed poacher, bro?
Huh? Bro, what you talking about, bro?
Well, yeah, CR7 did go. He did go to United. I think it was what, like 20 mil, something like that.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, 27 million.
That's how you spend money, Arsenal.
This guy, bro. What? No, he's just over there minding his business, letting you know, bro.
I don't know about 27 million on a 36-year-old, but we'll see if Cristiano is still
probably one of the best players to ever live. You would want him on your team, like
he was.
It's crazy.
You don't want him on your team, like you're gonna say he's not gonna do well. You're gonna say like he's not gonna score. Not gonna bang
we'll
shit.
See.
Like,
no, I'll, yeah,
I think he's built for this. He's built for scoring. He's like that. He does that shit.
We'll see if he can keep up with the cramp.
Fuck,
getting me bricked up.
Yo, yeah, watch yourself, bro. Yo, look, listen. I'll spoiler alert. I do have Ronaldo as my golden boot pick. I do think it's gonna work, but you know, a lot of people.
Jamie Vardy, low key.
I mean, maybe. Maybe that was Vardy's always up there. About. But CR7 going for 20 mil. I honestly don't even want to talk about the United side, not because I'm hating, but like, what does it mean mostly for Juve? Because
it's like, it's okay, you can admit it.
All right, I'm hating, bro. Fuck United. But like, what for Juve though? Like, this is big because they've obviously lost Ronaldo. They're pretty much thinking about, or they were. I don't think they actually let Kulusevski go, but for Juve, this is a big deal. Yeah,
they did sign Moise Keane back though.
Yeah, they signed him.
So what is it? They still have Chiesa.
That he's still growing and evolving. They just signed Locatelli too. They're a team that's like always financially sound, and they're gonna do well every season. B3 in Italy. Like the whole thing with Ronaldo leaving is probably a culture shock over there because they're used to like you know Ronaldo being part of their culture there, and now he's gone. But like other than that, I feel like. They're going to move like how they always moved. They lose their big players, but they sign other ones. That's just how Juventus moves.
Was the CR7 transfer a failure?
No, because I feel like he just he just prohibits a lot, to be honest, like in terms of play style. Like it has to be focused in on him. Otherwise it doesn't work. And you can just see the how they lost to Porto, he didn't even show up. It was literally like Chiesa dropping in a masterclass that game for him. I honestly feel like for Ethan, bro, like if Solskjaer does not get Ronaldo right or gets the service to him, bro, that man might
just play Ronaldo striker, bro. That'd be insane.
Ronaldo's gonna stop.
Our starting 11 is like the wettest of dreams, dude. Like
who's taking United's penalties now?
Fucking Ronaldo. Fuck Fernandes, bro. Fernandes. That nigga can sit the fuck down.
It's the same thing as Porto.
Ronaldo's
bro.
The fucking man. Ronaldo's the goat. Sir Alex Ferguson's fucking manager. Ew, he still has more pool than fucking what the fuck's that bald fuck's name? Pep Guardiola. Like,
I think it's so toxic.
Yo, call Nate, bro. Call Nate. Can you please get this man in here?
Need you, bro.
No, yeah. I mean, look, bro. I thought it was a good transfer.
You're saying he's washed and stuff, but you've seen his stats over the past like three seasons when he's at Juventus, when he left Real Madrid. Is his prime. He still performs. He still executes. He's efficient.
Okay.
I think on a United squad that can feed him, he's going to perform well. He's going to have Sancho on the right, Bruno Fernandes behind him, where he's not going to be like playing for Portugal. And then on the left, when Rashford's healthy, he'll have Rashford. Like, he also has Pogba giving him dimes. And Pogba's probably in the best form he's been in probably 4 years. Like,
I'm going to say this.
Mason Greenwood.
Oh yeah, and Greenwood. He's awesome. Greenwood's gonna take that shot anytime. He's not gonna like feed the ball. He's gonna take that shot. He's a mini van.
Is he gonna get any more playing time since Ronaldo's there?
I mean, for now, yeah, because Rashford's injured, but they're gonna switch it up every game. Or like he'll still play during like Champions League, Europa League.
I have a counterpoint to your Ronaldo and Serie A kind of records, bro. Tammy Abraham.
I do too.
I love the dude, yo.
Yeah.
But they're making him look like prime R9 out there, yo.
Tammy's good in the Prem too. Like,
bro, Chris Smalling turned into fucking Maldini. Bro. Maldini, yeah.
Smalldini. He turned into Nesta. Get it right, Smalldini.
I mean, I'm not, bro. Look, CR7 is gonna be good. I just don't think he's going to be gelling in as quick. He's not going to be doing the numbers he did at Madrid, like a lot of United fans are thinking. I'm not saying but a lot of United fans.
It's all right. Yeah. Everywhere he's gone, he has these haters, dog, and he shuts them up.
Exactly.
So you're a United
fan. My Madrid boy knows what the fuck is up. My Madrid fan knows what the fuck is up.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
I'm not a United fan, but I love Ronaldo.
That's his king, bro.
I'll still be a Madrid fan till I die, but excited for him. That's the word. So.
Like, you act like Messi's not going to score for PSG. Like, you know, they're all going to score.
We know that's a wash league, bro.
Farmers league.
Yeah, that's but still, like,
that's a tin pot league.
But still, like one of them's going to the sixth best league in the fucking world, and one of them's going to the best league in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
One of them's going to win another CL and a Ballon d'Or, too, bro. It's not.
I mean, I'm not saying who's better or not. I'm just saying what's happening right now, which is a fact. One of them went to the sixth best league, and one of them went to the best league.
Oh, my goodness. I was gonna say, bro, you need to watch yourself. Moving on from French farmers to a French farmer, Griezmann did go from Barcelona over to Atleti. He went back. I believe it's like a season long loan. I don't know if there was a fee included in there at all, but he's going back to Atletico in a long trend.
There is a fee, 40 million.
Yeah, what is it?
Obligation for not obligation. It's a option. Option for 40 million.
Oh my god, I was about to say.
Yeah, obligation. What the fuck?
I would not sign that dude for 40 million for one season.
Yeah, what the fuck? But he did go over there, and he now links up again with Suarez. And Atletico add on another piece for João Felix to feed. So is it confirmed?
Are they doing confirmed. Fabrizio repeat? Confirmed it.
All right. No. Are they doing the repeat? Is what I mean.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barcelona is just giving Atletico the league right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Barca literally gave him the league. Barca's they were like, I'd rather Madrid not win it.
It's going to be Madrid wins.
If Eden can stay healthy, then I think they
win. No.
No, fuck that. I don't even want Eden to stay healthy. The way Vinicius has been tearing up the league in these first three games.
Bro, did he finally learn how to shoot?
Bro.
He leads La Liga in goals, motherfuckers.
We're 3 weeks in. Okay. Bro.
Tottenham are perfect. This is a new football season.
Okay, yeah, I can't hate.
Yeah, Pogba has most assists in the Prem.
Exactly. I don't want to hear about Vinicius, bro.
Dude, did you not
see? He did a double.
This transfer window should tell you that. If anything were to happen in football, it's this year.
Yeah, this year's been really fucking crazy.
If anything is going to happen, it's this year.
So Atletico winning, yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, them winning back to back, I don't know if that's ever happened.
I mean, I can see it happening. It's like a new era in like every league, I feel.
I agree.
Except French Farmers League.
But one place where
the Bundesliga.
Yeah, I was gonna get to that. One place where things aren't changing is Bayern apparently buying the rest of the competition.
Second manager. Like,
so they bought out their manager, their center back. Their midfielder now is Sabitzer, and who else was it that they brought in? No, they only brought in them three. Yeah. But anywho, Marcel Sabitzer for $21 million went to Bayern. Do we care?
Solid signing, but
I mean, Bayern knows what they're doing.
Solid signing.
I think
he's proven himself as the man.
What'd you say, Tristan?
I think they're heavy favorites to win the Champions League. At least for me.
Yeah.
If it's not PSG, it's gonna be Bayern.
I agree.
Real Madrid.
Repeat.
I agree. That's a good point. I mean, I think they needed a center back, a striker, not a midfielder, but
backup.
Who do you support, bro?
So Odegaard. No. But for real, I mean, I thought it was a good signing. No, you don't think so, Dan?
I mean, 100%. Like Bayern knows what they're doing. They're probably gonna win. You know, win the league again. I don't know how big of a favorite they are.
11.
I could see them winning Champions League again. They know what they're doing. Like, every year, you're never going to see Bayern go down on a downhill trajectory. The most they'll get is, like, second.
Yeah, hasn't happened in 7 years, so.
It doesn't matter.
No one watches that league.
Okay, buddy.
You don't even watch it.
We won't even be watching La Liga this year. We know who's going to win. I'll tune in maybe to see Kamavinga, but it's like, for what, though? You know when Yao Felix
drops. We're all entitled to our opinion.
That's facts. Odegaard went over to Arsenal for $40 million. And was it a buyout from the loan? Was that just like a...
I think so.
No. It was a loan with no buyout option. And then at first he was going to stay. He even said he was going to stay at Real Madrid, but then Real Madrid didn't really want him. So we went back in and paid the $40 million for him.
Do you think it's a fair fee, Tristan? $40 million?
I mean, I've seen him play. He's not my top pick. I would have preferred I would have probably preferred Sabitzer over Odegaard to see how he is. But I would also like to see Awar from Lyon get signed. But I mean, he's played with us. We've seen how he plays, and the manager sees something in him that I haven't yet seen yet. But I mean, he did get a nice assist in the West Brom match. It was a pretty nasty assist. I don't know if you guys saw it for Saka's goal. But I mean, we'll see this season if the $40 million was right or not.
Yeah, I think I actually saw something about there was a clause, or there was a release clause, I think, for Forsberg was around that same amount. And I was just thinking, like, bro, if you could have gotten a Forsberg over an Odegaard, bro, like, I look, you would have taken that, especially also, off of the Euros.
There was a lot more better options, but, you know, Arsenal does what Arsenal do.
Go ahead, Dorian, go ahead.
Forsberg would be good, but it's also, like, I feel like Arsenal also is just like focusing on their youth too, like Smith Rowe, fucking Martinelli and shit. Like, they're trying to grow those players. So I feel like him over Forsberg was a good option, because like, you don't like Forsberg, you don't know if he's like gonna be healthy in the Prem, because the Prem's a lot rougher and shit than the Bundesliga. Like, if that nigga gets injured, like, they, you know,
yeah,
that's like. No, I mean, you mentioned him there. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of rate Martinelli. I think he has a lot of potential. From the games I've seen from Arsenal, he usually, if he doesn't turn up, at least you can see there's a lot of effort.
He has a lot of energy.
Yeah, there's a lot of
energy. He looks up to CR7 too.
Damn, he's gonna be playing against him. So
I think Arsenal need to look into Tristan Dog and hiring him at least as a scout.
That's facts.
Stan Kroenke, you're listening. Your boy, bro.
That's facts. Stan Kroenke, come on, bro. And then one last little transfer I had on here. We touched on it earlier, but Locatelli did join Juve on loan. Big performer in the Euros. I don't know
what it's going to look like. First two games, yeah. Though. Beyond that, they dropped them.
Yeah.
I think that's a reactionary signing.
What's his name? What else do you do, though?
Not let go of Ronaldo?
He wanted out. When Ronnie wants out, he gets out.
No, you got to pull an Mbappe situation, bro.
Wrap him in
the golden TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok.
This episode was brought to you by TikTok, bro.
Get into this Ronaldo for Juve.
I can see that.
Chiesa is a baller. I'm not going to lie. He's a really good baller.
I'm excited to see, like, what he's going to do with this season now that, I guess, he's the main
attacker. Yeah.
The main guy for Juve because he's a fucking baller.
Yeah, I think besides the Prem, the Serie A is probably the closest race this year, to be honest, because you could have an Inter repeat, but they obviously got a little bit weaker. You have Milan who could come back into the picture. Huh?
You said Inter got a little bit weaker?
Yeah, they got a lot weaker. Yeah, they got a lot weaker, but they got weaker. You know, you always have Milan in there. And I don't know what's going to happen. In Serie A.
So. Neither.
Do you think Serie A is going to be closer than La Liga?
That's what I'm saying, dog. They stay disrespectful.
Yes, bro.
Serie A is going to be way closer.
Bro, what are you talking about, bro?
Like for the past few years.
I think the Turkish league is going to be closer than either.
Turkish league is lit, bro.
Where do you find that on TV?
The Portuguese.
All them dudes be fighting each other and stuff, having flares all over the stadium.
Fucking radicals, you know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah, that's real football. That's facts. Go ahead, Carl.
I can't wait for the end of the season, dog. You guys are all gonna eat your fucking words.
You're right. Yeah, I had them in top four. They might be top six, bro. So
who? Madrid. Which one?
Both.
The one that calls themselves the real side.
Okay, dog.
Just saying, bro. Okay, no. Unless it's a Florentino masterclass where he comes pitch side, then all bets are off, bro. I don't think they're winning the league, bro.
That's fine. Everyone's entitled to an opinion, dog.
I mean, he thinks Liverpool's gonna win, so
that's what I'm saying.
I don't. That's a good segue. Yo, what the blonkers?
Yes.
Fatherless behavior. Very fatherless. I have this all recorded. Fatherless.
Oh, fuck.
Fatherless behavior. Okay.
Upload file. It'd be crazy. Oh,